And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with a pair of local veteran leaders on this weekend show about veterans projects and initiatives. We're joined by Frank Smart, who is the president of Chapter 391 of the Vietnam Veterans of America, and Chris Henningsen, who is the adjutant of VFW 4748. Chris, I'll go back to you. We are talking here in mid-April now, but pretty soon it will be Memorial Day. So what type of events are coming up?
So we have two events that we're putting on this year. On the 30th at 11:30 in Twain Heart, there has historically been a Memorial Day ceremony, and our post is definitely helping with that, as long as the Tuolumne County Honor Guard doing a flag raising and a few other ceremonies during that time. And also on the 31st at 10 a.m. at Carter Cemetery, we'll also be holding a Memorial Day ceremony there, remembering the veterans who are there at Carter's.
You're inviting the whole community to come out?
Definitely. The more people that we get, the better. It's, as Frank has mentioned before, it's very important that we remember those who have given their lives so that we can enjoy the freedoms and liberties and all the blessings that we have.
Also, is the local initiative, Vets Helping Vets, is that still going on right now?
Vets Helping Vets is still around. Unfortunately, they when the founder of Vets Helping Vets passed away a few years ago, they did have to close down the thrift store. But Vets Helping Vets is still very much alive as a supporting organization. They're still around raising money to help support veterans in the communities, as well as the veterans organizations with anything that they can.
What type of support can they give to local veterans?
Monetary as well as labor. One of our veterans for the post, actually, who's been battling cancer, had his fence destroyed in a storm last year. And Vets Helping Vets, along with Post 4748, went over to his house and rebuilt his fence for him, so that way he could, you know, allow his dog to go outside and things like that, you know, when he's not able to do that sort of thing. Vets Helping Vets, like I said, they help raise money for anything coming up that organizations or individual veterans might need, as well as, you know, lending bodies when we need manual labor.
So you mentioned the thrift shop is no longer open. What's the best way for the community to help that organization?
Well, the best way would be to come to the May 15th meeting for Vets Helping Vets. It's at the Tuolumne Veterans Memorial Hall at 12 o'clock.
Well, Frank Smart, we've talked about a number of different things on this weekend show. Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, we Veterans Helping Vets has been a great organization. Again, they need help. You know, you can't do it one or two guys. You got to have help. And that group has always had pretty good help, but again, they still need more help. Recruitment. Recruitment's the biggest issue for us right now. If we don't get the recruits in, get these younger veterans involved, these veterans organizations are likely to fail. Now, we're a little stronger out in Tuolumne than they are in Sonora, but Sonora is a historic post, and I hate to see it go by the wayside simply because we can't get these young men and women to come out and join. Does not take a lot of your time. It's up to you how much time you want to devote to it. Come to a meeting, come to a potluck, come to help with a fundraiser, things like that. It doesn't dominate your time. It does me and Chris, because me and Chris agree to do that. Okay, that's our choice. But you don't have to be involved at our level. You can still be there and help out, and we have a number of guys that do that. And ladies, we need more ladies in our organization. I guarantee you, more women in an organization will make it a better organization. They think different than we do. They're better planners. They're better problem solvers than we are. And they're less emotional than we are. You know, and so we need them. We need women veterans in all of our groups. And you know, just appeal to people out there to if you have young men in your family who have served overseas or even served in the States, there's an organization here for them. VFW, American Legion, VVA, DAV. Get involved. It's a great way to show your pride in your service, and that's what we do. We take a lot of pride in our service. I fought in one of the most famous organizations in American military history, the 1st Cavalry Division. I take great pride in that. I'm a military historian, have been since I was 11 years old. To me to be involved in a group like that was, I just couldn't believe my luck when they signed me to that organization. And So then after that, I felt an obligation to still be involved with veterans. And veterans are people worthy of praise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that to be boastful, but the fact is, like Chris said, the freedoms we have today, thank a veteran. And we see it more every day. We see more every day people saying thank you for your service. I don't wear that hat to brag. I wear that hat to attract another veteran so I can ask him, are you getting your VA benefits? Okay. Mm-hmm. And when he sees that hat, he's likely to talk to me. And then I can maybe get him into one of the veterans groups or get him into the VA to get help. And that's why we wear our hats and our jackets and our pins. And we have a great history in this country, in this county, of veterans affairs that go way, 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 way back. And we need to keep it going, and we just need help. We need people to come join us. We'll pay the dues. We'll pay first-year dues, you know. If a lady wants to join her husband and be involved in the auxiliary, again, you know, we can use that. So we're in a difficult time. Our country's in a very difficult time right now. When difficult times show up, veterans are the first ones to show up.
So we've always been the movers and shakers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. And we don't question why, we just do.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing going on in Ukraine is going to have a great effect on this country for years to come. Certainly going on that country is going to have to be rebuilt. But the emotional aspect of that war is just horrendous. It's just not anything that we can compare it to except World War II and the Holocaust. And I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're fighting again our arch enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up being told that the communists were the bad guys, and certainly they were, and that's what we did in Vietnam. We didn't stop communism, but we sure slowed it down.
Well, we thank both of you for coming in. We've got just about a minute left on this weekend show. I'll go back to Chris Henningsen. Any final comments you'd like to make?
Just looking forward to the Ruck March at the end of the month, and I do want to thank a few of our sponsors for that event, especially Nate's Tree Service, Sweetwater Ranch, McCurley's Flooring, Vets Helping Vets, Black Oak Casino, HDI Construction, and Amos Printing.
We'll have to wrap up on that note. Again, we thank both of our guests for coming in today, Chris Henningsen and Frank Smart. Thank you for getting us up to speed, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we've heard an update on various veterans projects and initiatives. Go out and support them in Tuolumne County. They have a number of things coming up. And a programming note, next week on Motherload Views, we'll turn our attention to the upcoming fire season. It's coming quickly with the dry winter and the warmer temperatures in the forecast. We're going to talk with a number of fire officials and representatives from the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. Things that you need to remember this time of year to get ready for that upcoming fire season, whether it's around your property or with your family, getting the to-go bag ready and just being ready for when the wildfires really start up here over the coming months. That's next week on Motherload Views. I'm PJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.